All right, so get ready for a deep dive into a corner of the internet that's both fascinating and a little unsettling. You've sent us a collection of forum posts from a community discussing Homestuck,
Oh.
and you're particularly curious about the term trickster.
Trickster. Interesting.
Yeah, and that's what we're here to unravel, right? We've got forum search results for trickster. A window into a very specific subculture and how it uses language, given the fandom you probably already know about Homestuck's anime influences, but I'm curious about this trickster label. What's your initial take?
Well, the term itself is intriguing.
Yeah.
It appears to be a derogatory label,
Press.
likely referring to transgender individuals, but with specific anxieties attached. For example, there's this one post that says, "Are they even worse than even I think?"
Yeah.
Granted, that isn't Vooples, because he isn't blonde and blue-eyed. I just wanted an excuse to talk about this. Also, it's very likely that this is a troon, given how the woman is drawn. They're fucking obsessed with Chudex Trickster Sunder dynamic. It's quite pathetic, frankly.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot to unpack,
Yeah.
even for someone familiar with Homestuck, right?
Right.
We see trickster and troon used together, implying they're connected,
Yeah.
both derogatory and the mention of Chudex Trickster Sunder dynamic.
Right.
What's that about?
It seems this community links trickster to a specific relationship dynamic,
Okay.
one they find particularly unsettling.
Yeah.
The chud likely refers to a stereotypical undesirable male figure, and sunder, as you probably know,
Oh, of course.
describes a character who's initially cold but warms up.
Right.
The intense negativity
Yeah.
suggests a fear or disgust towards this imagined relationship dynamic. So it's not just that they're using a trickster as a slur.
Right.
There's this whole narrative they've built around it,
Yeah.
specific anxieties about how tricksters supposedly behave and the relationships they seek.
Exactly. It's like they're projecting their anxieties about changing social norms
Right.
onto this trickster figure. And this fear of tricksters infiltrating their space,
Yeah.
it's mirrored in a few other posts.
Okay.
One warns about the danger of tricksters everywhere that nobody can call out.
Almost like a paranoia about tricksters hiding in plain sight, waiting to disrupt their community.
Precisely.
Right.
And this paranoia seems to fuel the need
Yeah.
to define, categorize, and ultimately exclude.
Yeah.
Another post that that caught my eye
Yeah.
mentions you could try to factor Dursites in, but then it gets complicated. Even without knowing exactly what Dursite means,
Right.
its inclusion with Trickster suggests they're grouping multiple
Yeah.
outsider categories together.
Adding another layer to their us versus them mentality.
Exactly.
It's interesting how they're drawing on elements from the Homestuck universe, Dursite, Vooples, even the Sunder dynamic.
Yeah, it suggests that they're not just using the webcomics world as a setting for their discussions. They're appropriating its elements to express
Right.
and reinforce their real-world views.
So the Homestuck context becomes a framework for understanding their anxieties about gender and identity. What else stood out to you in these initial posts?
The framing of tricksters as inherently deceptive.
Okay.
There are several instances where they're accused of tricking people,
Right.
of not being who they claim to be. One post states, "Also, it will be very apt that the candy juju turns HSG trickster mode."
Okay, that's a curious one. It seems to imply that being a trickster is a temporary state, almost like a costume someone puts on, and connecting it to the candy juju. That's drawing directly from Homestuck lore, right?
It is, and it adds a layer of complexity.
Yeah.
The candy juju is associated with transformation and often leads to characters acting erratically.
Right.
By associating it with trickster mode, they're suggesting that being transgender is kind of temporary, inauthentic state driven by external forces rather than genuine
So
identity.
it's not just a slur, right? It's a whole framework they've built to understand and
Probably.
ultimately dismiss transgender identity. What I find really disturbing is how this rhetoric could translate into real-world harm.
Absolutely. This online language could contribute to a climate of hostility and fear, making it harder for transgender individuals to live openly and safely.
Yeah.
There's a post that says, "Stoner HSG Trickster streams MGS3 and draws gay porn live.
Oh, wow.
Reducing an individual to a caricature.
Yeah.
Defined solely by their supposed trickster status and sexual orientation.
And you're right. That kind of reduction and dehumanization online can have very real consequences in the offline world.
Absolutely.
The anxieties they're expressing through this trickster label are contributing to a climate where...
It's acceptance and understanding become that much harder.
Right.
It's like by reducing individuals to this trickster label,
they
can justify their own fear and hostility.
And this fear seems to be driving a need for control, for defining who belongs and who doesn't.
Right.
I noticed another post where they outline the supposed physical characteristics of a trickster.
Oh, really?
Messy black hair, bags under the eyes, a long nose, a tall, gangly frame.
Wow.
It reads like a caricature.
It does, and that's particularly concerning.
Yeah.
They're creating a visual stereotype.
Right.
Almost like a wanted poster, you know?
Right.
To identify and potentially target individuals.
Yeah.
It's a tactic often used to dehumanize and marginalize groups.
Right.
Reducing them to a set of... supposedly telltale features.
I'm also noticing how often they link trickster to mental instability.
Oh, okay.
There's one post that claims maybe it's because tricksters are consistently insufferable in variable ways that people try to sniff them out, not just hatred of tricksters in itself, just a thought. It almost suggests being transgender is a form of mental illness.
That's a harmful and inaccurate association.
Right.
By linking trickster to mental instability.
Yeah.
They're further stigmatizing both transgender identity and mental health.
Right.
It's a way of dismissing valid experiences.
Yeah.
And perpetuating harmful stereotypes.
It plays into their broader narrative of tricksters being disruptive and dangerous. It's like they're building a case against a whole group of people based on prejudice and misinformation.
And this misinformation seems to be spreading within the community. There's a post that mentions, because that's how you end up with tricksters everywhere that nobody can call out. It's almost like a warning against a supposed invasion.
Right.
Further fueling their anxieties.
But they're creating an enemy out of a marginalized group, a group that's already facing real world discrimination and violence.
You're right. And this rhetoric can have very real consequences.
Yeah.
By dehumanizing and demonizing transgender individuals, they're creating a climate where violence and discrimination become more likely.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous and disturbing trend.
It's also interesting how they're using homestuck terminology to frame their prejudices.
Yeah.
We've already seen Dersite, and there's another post that mentions teal bloods in a negative light.
That's another appropriation of homestuck lore for their own purposes.
Okay.
Teal bloods are associated with psychic powers and social justice activism.
Right.
Which might explain why they're being invoked negatively here.
It's like they're twisting the narrative to fit their own worldview, using fictional elements to justify their real-world prejudices.
It's a tactic we see often online where fictional narratives and characters are appropriated and reinterpreted to serve particular agendas.
Yeah.
In this case, it's about bolstering their negative view of tricksters.
This whole deep dive is making me wonder about the larger implications of this kind of online rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
It might seem contained to a niche community.
Right.
But it reflects broader societal anxieties about gender and identity.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. It's a reminder that online discussions,
even
those centered around seemingly niche interests, can offer valuable insights into broader cultural trends and social dynamics.
And it highlights how harmful stereotypes and prejudices can fester and spread within these online spaces, potentially spilling over into the real world.
It's something we all need to be aware of.
Right.
We need to be actively working to challenge these harmful views and promote a more inclusive and understanding approach to gender identity.
Right.
It's about recognizing that words have real-world power and that our online actions can have consequences.
You've mentioned how trickster seems to be used alongside other offensive terms.
Right.
I noticed troon appears frequently. Is there anything else that stood out to you?
The term dersite is still somewhat of a mystery.
Okay.
But its frequent pairing with Trickster and Troon
right.
suggests it's also being used as a slur.
Mm.
There's a post that says you could try to factor Dursites in, but then it gets complicated.
Right.
Which implies they're viewing Dursites as a problematic group.
Okay.
Potentially linking it to race or ethnicity.
So we see them lumping together different marginalized groups,
yeah.
further reinforcing their us versus them mentality.
Mm-hmm.
It's concerning how they're using these slurs so casually,
yeah.
almost as if they're normalizing this kind of language within their community.
That normalization is what makes this so dangerous.
Yeah.
When hate speech becomes commonplace,
right.
it creates a climate where prejudice and discrimination
mm.
can flourish.
It's like they've created this echo chamber.
Right.
Where their harmful views are constantly reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no space for dissenting opinions or critical reflection.
You've hit on a key point.
Yeah.
There's this post that reads, Trickster brain rot kicked in,
hmm.
further solidifying the association with mental illness.
Yeah.
It's important to remember that within this community,
right.
there might be individuals who don't agree
mm-hmm.
with this hateful rhetoric.
Right.
But they might be afraid to speak out for fear of being ostracized.
So the silence of those who disagree
right.
becomes part of the problem, allowing yeah. these harmful views to go unchallenged.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to amplify the voices of
yeah.
those who are advocating for inclusion and
yeah.
understand.
Mm-hmm.
We need to create online spaces where everyone feels safe to express themselves authentically
mm-hmm.
without fear of harassment or discrimination.
This all makes me wonder about the role of Homestuck itself.
Yeah.
It's a complex work with a huge and diverse fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the creators anticipated this kind of interpretation?
That's a question worth pondering.
Yeah.
It's impossible to predict how audiences will interpret and engage with a work of art.
Right.
Especially one as sprawling and multifaceted as Homestuck.
What's fascinating is how they're cherry-picking elements
right.
from the Homestuck universe to support their views.
Mm-hmm.
It raises the question of how much agency the creators have in shaping the culture of their fandom.
It's a complex issue.
Yeah.
Well, creators can certainly influence their communities
right.
through their work and their interactions with fans. Mm. Ultimately, fan communities develop their own dynamics
yeah.
and interpretations.
Yeah. It's like a double-edged sword.
It is.
On the one hand, it's amazing that Homestuck has inspired such a passionate and engaged community.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's disheartening to see
mm-hmm.
that passion being channeled
right.
into such harmful and divisive rhetoric.
It highlights the responsibility that comes with creating influential works.
Yeah.
While creators can't control how their work is interpreted,
right.
they can certainly use their platform to speak out against hate
mm-hmm.
and promote a more inclusive and understanding environment.
This deep dive has been eye-opening.
It has.
It's clear that this Trickster label reveals a lot more
yeah,
than
yeah.
just the surface meaning of right. a derogatory term.
It's a window into a community grappling with complex anxieties.
Right.
And unfortunately, their response seems to be built on prejudice and misinformation.
And it underscores how online communities,
yeah.
even those centered around seemingly niche interests,
mm-hmm.
can become breeding grounds for harmful rhetoric and prejudice.
It's a reminder that we can't afford to ignore
yeah.
the language and behavior we see online.
Right.
Even when it seems contained to a specific group or fandom.
It's all interconnected.
Yeah.
The online world bleeds into the offline world.
Absolutely.
And the consequences of hate speech
right.
can be very real.
Yeah, it really does make you think.
Yeah.
These online spaces may seem separate from our everyday lives,
mm-hmm.
but the language used within them, you know, can
yeah.
have a ripple effect.
We've seen how this community has weaponized certain elements from Homestuck
yeah.
to justify their anxieties and prejudices.
Mm.
This this Trickster label has become a focal point for
right.
their fears.
And that raises an interesting question about how
yeah.
we navigate online spaces. You know,
yeah. right.
can we enjoy something like Homestuck
right.
while also acknowledging and challenging the harmful rhetoric
yeah.
within certain segments of its fandom?
It's a tough balance.
It is.
Ignoring yeah. the issue allows it to fester.
Yeah.
But engaging directly
right.
can be emotionally draining, even dangerous sometimes.
You're right. It's not about forcing everyone to change their views overnight.
Right.
But it is about creating spaces where those views can be challenged, where alternative perspectives can be heard, and where individuals feel safe to express themselves authentically.
So how do we do that? It feels like a daunting task, especially when we're talking about deeply ingrained prejudices and online communities that can be quite insular.
It starts with small actions.
Okay.
Speaking up when we see harmful rhetoric.
Right.
Supporting creators and organizations that are promoting inclusivity and fostering a culture of empathy and understanding in our own online interactions.
It's about being the change we want to see. Even in seemingly insignificant online spaces, it's like planting seeds of understanding and hoping they take root.
Exactly. And remembering that every voice matters.
Mm-hmm.
Even a single dissenting voice within a community can plant a seed of doubt, sparking critical reflection and potentially leading to change.
This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to dismiss online hate speech as just words on a screen.
Right.
But as we've seen, those words can have real world consequences.
It's a reminder that the online world is not some separate reality.
Right.
It's a reflection of our society with all its complexities and contradictions.
This trickster label and the language surrounding it might seem specific to a niche community, but it speaks to larger issues of prejudice, fear, and the struggle for acceptance.
And it highlights the power of language to shape our understanding of the world and to influence our behavior, both online and offline.
So as we wrap up this this deep dive, what's the takeaway message for our listener? What can they do to navigate these complex issues and contribute to a more positive online environment?
Be mindful of the language you use and the impact it can have.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge harmful stereotypes and prejudices whenever you encounter them, even in seemingly harmless online spaces.
Right.
Remember that every voice matters.
Yeah.
And that even small acts of kindness and compassion can make a difference.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And remember, listener, you have the power to shape the online world you want to see.
Absolutely.
Choose empathy, choose understanding, and choose to be a voice for positive change.
I agree more.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep seeking the truth wherever it may lead you.